Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast Mississippi Community College. And we're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year. A lot of neat things planned all during the course of the year. And this week, we tip off Tiger Talk with our Hall of Fame women's head basketball coach, Brenda Mays. And Coach, as always, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Will. It's good to be here.
It's always nice to have you, and I can't believe it. 1 week from tonight, we tip off the season. How about your impressions so far, what you've seen out of your ladies during the preseason?
Well, the impression that I've seen is that they are getting excited as well. The competitive nature is getting stronger, and I'm really excited to see how they're going to perform when it's actually game time.
That game time will be here. Of course, the defending North Division champions, the Lady Tigers. I know you lost some key members from last year's team, but you do bring back some key players and some leaders that you'll expect a lot of from your sophomore class.
I do. We bring back one of the leading scorers in Sherelle Jones, and she was also our leading rebounder and played the center position. And we bring back Deja Rogan, who was also, I say, leading scorer because both of them averaged 10 points last season. And she's a point guard, and she was our leading person in steals. So we bring back those two young ladies along with LaJayla Turnage, who actually started in about 7 or 8 games last season. And then we add to those three, two more sophomores in Lenora Abrams, which play the forward position, and Adriana Bell, which plays the guard position.
That's going to be that's terrific out of the sophomore class. How about some of the freshmen and any of those players are really impressing you?
Well, several of them are. We look at the local players that we have. We look at Haley Vick as in a shooter. She's really working hard and putting up some shots. We have some quickness in Quatanya Webster from North Panola and Dominique Caldwell from Warren Central. And both of them are pretty quick and add some speed to our game. Also from Warren Central, we have Deja McGloster has a nice jump shot. You know, we had some college coaches in our gym a few weeks back, and she's one of them that stood out to them. So we're excited about that. And in the post position with Tyriana Gilbert from Olive Branch, she has really, as people say, shone. The light has come on. She's made some good moves and adding to our game. And so we're excited about her. And we had some physical play from Madeline Johnson from Itawamba AHS. She gets in there and bodies up. And, you know, also the other players we're talking about, Takira Newsom, which is a state runner-up, and she plays the forward position. She's not real tall, but she's powerful and stout, and she can also step out and shoot the three, so that makes her a little more versatile. So we're excited about that. Along with, we have Naomi Page from Velma Jackson and Kamara Atterbury from McAdams, and both of those are shooters. And they've been putting up a lot of shots lately. They're excited about playing, and they're working really hard. And those two young ladies were the last couple of signees we picked up from our tryout. So they have proven to be a good choice.
Wonderful. Good to hear. Of course, the season tips off 1 week from tonight against Wallace State Hansville at Bonner Arnold Coliseum. We really don't have a lot of home games in the first couple of months of the regular season, but I know there's so many different events happening on just about every home game throughout the course of the year, Coach. Of course, one of the biggies, Lady Tigers for Life Night. That's going to be a nice alumni deal on the 27th when Arkansas Baptist comes to town.
We're excited about that. You know, we got the new floor, and we're going to have a dedication that night also, and I think that'll be the perfect time for all of the former players of our President Ford would come back. I know when we first came, this is starting our fourth year, so 4 years ago, we had an event for Lady Tigers for Life, and they came in, and Coach Ford was excited to see them, and so was I. So we're hoping that the schedule works out for them, that several more can attend this event on the 27th.
Yeah, it'll be a special night, no doubt. Of course, the dedication of the floor to President Ricky Ford. Of course, back then, Coach Ford, you played for him.
I did.
What was he like as a coach?
He was disciplined, good personality, and some of the characteristics that you see in him today. He's a winner, and we know that from the position he's in now. He's a winner, and he made a great impact on my life, and as you can see, he still does. And he just has a great personality. His character goes a long way. But I will say, you know, when you cross those lines, it's basketball. And that's a lot of traits that coaches pick up. You know, we have the great personality, and you cross the lines, it's basketball.
How about that? That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. We are, you know, we've already played competition pregame series in Missouri. We may have traveled up there, and we fared well. And then East Central and Decatur, Mississippi, some great opponents there, some people that, you know, we may beat in the region. So we're excited about the preseason scrimmages we have, and we hope that those preseason scrimmages will pay off for our season when we begin on the 6th.
I know you and Coach Wright do a lot of work to make sure a lot of different special nights. I mean, it kind of helps out the atmosphere, and, of course, the atmosphere is already lights out with that student section, of course, our pep band and all. It's always a fun night at Bonner Arnold Coliseum.
It is. We got together and talked, you know, what can we have to create? And we have the normal, you know, white out, black out. And we added the pink out. And then we even did a gold and a gray night. Hopefully that our fans come out dressed in the appropriate gear. You know, when we kick off on the 6th, it's just Northeast gear night. You know, just wear Northeast, wear that black and gold, and just come out and support our programs.
Yeah, absolutely. Wear the black and gold. We're so proud to wear it, and we're so proud that you're part of our family. Brenda, keep up the wonderful work. Each year you have steady improvement from year to year with your program, and all the best this upcoming year. And I know we'll have you on in the near future to talk more about Lady Tiger basketball. Here's what's happening at Northeast. It's hard to believe the semester has flown by. Just 4 weeks left of classes, 3 before the Thanksgiving break, and 1 after before final exams for the entire fall semester. For those wanting to get a head start on planning for your final exams, the final exam schedule has been posted to the front of the NEMCC website. As promised last week, here's your reminder about Wi-Fi services being down on Friday, November 2nd, as we make upgrades to our Wi-Fi on campus. Once again, Wi-Fi services will be down on all Northeast campuses beginning Friday, November 2nd. They'll stay down until upgrades are complete. A key location change due to an expected large crowd at tonight's Brain Drain discussion panel. The location of the event has been moved from the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union upstairs to the Claude Wright Room. Once again, Brain Drain's discussion panel has been moved to the Claude Wright Room. Priority registration day is set for Friday, November 9th, and this is the first time that returning students can register for classes for the spring semester. First, meet with your advisor the week of November 5th through the 9th, then make sure through DegreeWorks that you are on track for graduation, and after logging into your student profile and checking for holds, you're able to register for classes with your alternate PIN from your advisor. Sophomores can start registering for classes at 8 a.m., freshmen and dual enrolled students open at 9 a.m. Just a reminder, if you're interested in joining the Honors Institute for the spring semester, applications are now being accepted. And speaking of the Northeast Honors Institute, it's currently selling T-shirts and long-sleeve shirts as a fundraiser. Shirts feature 5 different designs, including the Northeast logo, a script Northeast Tigers, and a custom holiday design just for the Honors Institute. Short sleeves, $20. Long sleeves, $22. Make checks available to the Northeast Development Foundation. And the Parade of Beauties sign up wraps up this week. If you or a friend are considering being in the pageant, you might want to sign up. Registration deadline Friday, November 2nd, and you may sign up in the Student Activities Office of the Haney Union. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Up next, we're going to talk about a big event coming up this Saturday on campus. In fact, we'll be hosting a national celebrity that day. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. And Zoe Shanks is our guest for this segment. She's the Region 4 Prevention Services Specialist. She's also part of the IMPACT. That's Mississippi Prevention Alliance for Communities and Colleges. And first of all, Zoe, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And before we get into some of how you are connected with Northeast, let's talk a little bit about your job.
Well, my job is centered around doing prevention work in the communities. I'm over four counties, Tippah County, Prentice County, Alcorn County, and Tishomingo County. And so what I do is I'm over the program that we help kids 12 to 18 stop using drugs.
Very important. And speaking of Region 4, you have taken up a Northeast Flips campaign this year. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. The Flip campaign came about when I was here on campus this summer, and we decided to do a coalition on campus because we already have an adult coalition, and we realized that kids listen to kids. And so I set up a booth here on campus in the Union, and we had kids sign up that wanted to participate in talking to other kids about being drug and alcohol free. And actually, FLIP came about from those students. They named it FLIP. And FLIP stands for Future Leaders Inspiring People. And so what they do, they go and lead their own age group. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's easy to get excited about something like that. How many students are involved when it comes to Northeast in your program?
Currently, we have 35 students. Now, those 35 students that's active, they go out and help the kids in the community, like some of the events that we've had. And from there, we've had other students come and join. But we have a constant 35 kids involved.
Well, and we see a lot on campus, especially this year. Talk about what you did during homecoming week.
Well, during homecoming week, we got together and we met, and some of the students said, "Ms. Zoe, it's hot outside, and so kids like water." And so we got 200 bottles of water, and the students, one of the students' mom made us some labels, and we put FLIP on there, say no to drugs, alcohol, and tobacco, and we issued it out among the campus. We did that one day. The next day, we came out, and we did freeze pops, because we're freezing out drugs and alcohol and tobacco, and we had a fantastic time. We got a few kids to sign up to say they'll be drug and alcohol free, and we gave those students T-shirts.
What a wonderful way to get that important message out. Now, we hear that you, along with some other organizations, are having a big event this Saturday here on campus, November 3rd from 10 to 3 p.m. And I understand you've got the runner-up in season 29 when it comes to Survivor, that show, Missy Payne, coming to campus as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are super excited about Missy coming. She is fantastic. And so we're excited about that.
Well, anytime you get a, I mean, you're talking about a national celebrity. I mean, that's like, that's a special skill set that Missy has to be, especially runner-up in that Survivor competition. And I understand she'll be doing a little obstacle course, if you will, with some of the participants.
Yes, sir, she will. That morning, we start from 10 to 12. We'll be doing Invisible 7 is her curriculum. She does a curriculum called Invisible 7, where she teaches kids seven different character traits. And so we'll do that morning, and then we'll have lunch. We're going to feed them lunch. And after that, we'll go out on the lawn and do obstacle courses, where we would divide the kids up into groups, and they would compete against one another. And actually, some of my FLIP kids will be the team leader of those groups.
How about that? Okay, let's go into the future. It's Saturday night. What would you hope to have accomplished earlier that day with this event?
In that day, the conference title is Be Confident Out Loud. We realize a lot of kids are having some struggles with their confidence and knowing who they are. So my goal is for this Saturday is for our kids to really understand those seven character traits that Missy is going to teach us. And for that, we're going to take those seven character traits and then take it to our schools. So this Saturday, we're having an event, but it don't stop there. Like we've already had mentors that we've agreed that would be the mentor going forward. And so we're going to continue doing those seven character traits. And then after that, for the obstacle courses, it's just building team leadership. And so that's what I hope to happen this weekend.
You inspire. You inspire. You got me inspired. I know you've got the folks listening to this week's podcast very inspired as well. I want to wish you all the best and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's what's coming up at Northeast. Members of the Northeast Child Care wrap up their annual Halloween trick or treating on campus. It was great to see all the little ghouls, goblins, and even a gecko in the mix. These youngsters really get into the Halloween spirit. Northeast Faculty Association will hold a meeting on the third floor of Waller Hall to vote on breaking from the State Faculty Association. That's at 12:10 today. All members of the Faculty Association are asked to be there to vote on this issue. As mentioned in our happening section of this podcast, tonight is the Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society's Brain Drain discussion panel. Location for the event has been changed due to the expected large crowd. The event starts at 6 in the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union. Following the Brain Drain discussion panel, Northeast Student Government Association will hold one of its biggest events of the year, the annual Halloween Dance in Bonner Arnold Coliseum. It's from 8 to 10 p.m. Costumes are required, although you don't have to spend a lot of money on a costume. You probably already have stuff in your dorm room for a costume. Remember to bring your Northeast ID to gain admittance to the event. The Brain Drain panel discussion and SGA Halloween Dance mark the beginning of 6 straight weeks that Northeast will hold night events on Tuesday night to finish out the fall semester, so be listening for what events will be happening each Tuesday night throughout the semester. Tomorrow it's Halloween on the Northeast campus, so be on the lookout for Northeast employees and students dressed in their best Halloween costumes. In addition to Halloween, Northeast softball and hotel restaurant management are teaming up to make a day special for the Northeast childcare, as the softball team will be decorating cookies in Waller Hall with the childcare, while hotel restaurant students help with the baking of the delicious morsels. On Saturday, November 3rd, men's basketball coach Cord Wright will hold the first of his Little Dribblers camp in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum starting at 9 a.m. As Zoe Shanks previewed earlier in the show, Saturday is the day that Survivor Season 29 finalist Missy Payne will be on campus to help students ages 12 to 18 find their voice in our Be Confident Out Loud Conference. Payne starts talking at 10 a.m., lunch is at noon, and then some fun Survivor-type games and teams from 1 to 3 p.m. on the lawn in front of the Ramsey Student Services Building. On Sunday, November 4th, don't forget, daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m., so enjoy that extra hour of sleep as the clock falls back an hour. On Monday, November 5th, auditions for the Northeast Theater's Trial by Jury musical for the 2019 spring semester begin in the Hines Hall Auditorium. Auditions are set for 2 p.m. and prospective actors and actresses are asked to be prepared to sing a musical theater tune or a selection of contemporary music. 1 week from today, November 6th, it's transfer day in the union as over a dozen colleges and universities come to the Northeast campus to recruit our students. They will be located throughout the lobby of the Haney Union, and if last year's event is any indication, this year's transfer day will see a wide variety of interests from our students as they choose where to go in their educational careers from Northeast. Auditions for the 2019 spring semester musical Trial by Jury will continue in the Hines Hall Auditorium at 2 p.m. They'll wrap up the following day at 2 o'clock as well. And as Cord Wright mentioned last week and Brenna Mays made reference earlier in the show, our season and home openers are set for 5:30 and 7:30 in Bonner Arnold Coliseum. Brenda Mays's Lady Tigers will take on Wallace State Hansville, while Cord Wright's Tigers face off against Faith Prep Academy. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks to Michael Miller for everything that he does each week to get us on the air. So for Brenda Mays and Zoe Shanks, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.